this edition of This Philadelphian Life, we'll be taking a look at a local underreported story, youth doing positive things in the city. We'll be hearing three different stories, one from a teacher who recognizes the great potential in youth through his involvement in Philadelphia Youth Poetry Movement, and others from two young men who are doing incredible work in their community while defying the stereotypical image of youth in Philly. You may wonder, why is this story relevant? What's the use of reporting on youth doing positive things? My answer is that it is simply necessary and vital to our advancement as a nation to celebrate and recognize the achievements of youth instead of only acknowledging the negative aspects. Of course, all youth aren't actively engaged in positive activities, just as all youth aren't flash mobbing, selling drugs, or dropping out of school. The most important value in the story is that in media, there needs to be a broader range of diverse stories instead of one single narrative. One man who comes across many different narratives from youth every day is teacher Matthew Kay. Can you tell me a little bit about yourself, where you're from, and what do you do?
My name is Matthew Kay, born and raised in Philadelphia. I grew up in Germantown. I live in East Mount Airy. I am a teacher. I teach at Science Leadership Academy. I'm the SLAM League coordinator for the Philly Youth Poetry Movement.
What got you involved in being a part of PYPM?
Well, I've known all of the artists that are in PYPM. I've known since my college years, which is about a decade now. And I've known Greg and Vision, who are two of the other people I work with. Since we're all about a decade, we're all 10 years younger and performing a lot and much younger. So I've always been admirers of them. We knew each other as acquaintances, and we were buddies, but we weren't that close. It was someone I knew from the open mic scene. And so, but I knew Greg did a lot of stuff with kids, and that was the end of my knowledge there. But I had this idea since I started teaching that I always saw a bunch of cool things happen in my poetry club. And I figured, well, every kid in every part of the city should have a chance to do what my kids get to do. There's nothing inherently special about kids that go to SLA, but I don't want them to have any opportunities that other kids don't get. And so I wanted the other schools to have poetry clubs. It's just a dream I had, and I shared it with Denise, who's another artist who's a part of PYPM. She and I daydreamed about it, and we had big ideas, and then it kind of faded a little bit because we didn't know how to start it. Then I met Kate Miner, who's another teacher, and she was at Germantown High School at the time. And I had brought a whole bunch of my kids to the free library event. That was when you did that when you were a freshman. That was that event. And at that event, you could look back, Gina, and say you were a part of the explosion of the slam league. Because at that moment, we were deep that year. I brought maybe 25 or so kids from SLA, and she was amazed that, you know, she was amazed at that turnout and the enthusiasm that we had. She sent me an email over the next few weeks, and we met up a couple times. And I brought my kids over there a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. We were out in the parking lot. We shared poems back and forth, and that was the beginning of it. Then we met up with Greg. Mm-hmm. I took her to an event as a friend, and then I met up with Greg and them, and we shared the idea. And he said, well, why don't we have workshops? And then we started with the workshops. And then that was supposed to only last for 10 weeks. And it ended up being a thing that hasn't stopped since. None of us really signed up for what it is now. We just wanted to do something for 10 weeks to grow into a slam. And then it actually turned into something that none of us wanted to stop doing.
Since then, the Philadelphia Youth Poetry Movement has grown tremendously and continues to touch many lives. So how would you say PYPM affects youth who are a part of it?
Oh, I think a few different ways. I mean, there are kids who are naturally very expressive, and it gives them a chance to be that person on stage in a legitimate way that doesn't get them in trouble, which I think is awesome. And But there's also kids. I'm just as passionate about the kids who don't really have a huge future as performers. Like, they don't have that natural gift to be a performer. But they are learning how to love their voices and how to believe that they can come up with something coherent and intelligent that can grab people's attention and that they can be entertaining. And so kids who would not ordinarily think that of themselves by on virtue of being around a bunch of other artists learned that about themselves, and they learned that, hey, I can do that too. I can do that too. Which I like to think prepares them for things that the adult world is going to throw at them. It's hard to tell a kid who has spoken in front of 50 people and made them laugh to be scared of a job interview. Or it's hard to tell someone who's moved a crowd of 1,000 that they are, you know, I'm making it so that they cannot be as easily scared, which I like a lot.
When asked what comes to mind when you think of the words Philly youth, Kay had this response.
When I think youth, I think, I know it sounds kind of corny and cliche, but potential. Hmm. And someone, it's humbling that somebody could end up having a thoroughly different life because of the contact that you've had with them. And youth are at that stage, especially teenagers. Like, teenagers are at that stage where they could go one way or the other way depending on how you treat them. If you tell someone good job enough times, they might mess around and think they're smart and go out and try to do something. If you tell someone they're bad enough, they're going to mess around and think they're bad and go out and not try to do anything.
Tyler Tynes has had many people tell him that he's smart because of the success that he's gained as a DJ, a youth ambassador for the Philadelphia Youth Network, and a student at King's College. Tyler is the perfect example of how a youth can begin to realize their full potential with the help of adult encouragement.
All right, I am Tyler Tynes. I am a sophomore currently at King's College in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. I am an on-air radio personality for 88.5 WRKC under the moniker of DJ Dougie. I am a reporter for 88.5 WRKC for the News at 5, a sports broadcaster for the 88.5 WRKC for basketball and football games collegiately, a writer for a nationally syndicated magazine, Hip Hop Stardom 101 magazine, a writer for The Crown, also a writer for the Weekender newspaper / magazine in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, with a readership of 250,000. I think that might be it.
Wow.
I think that might be it.
You do a lot. So how did you get involved with the Youth Ambassadors?
I got involved with the Youth Ambassadors through a woman named Stacey Holland. Stacey Holland, if it is not known, but it should be known, she is the CEO of PYN, or the COO, whatever title she goes under now. I think she's the CEO. It came across a situation where I was a work-ready scholar, and I was working at around 52nd and Parish in the West Philadelphia neighborhood as a horticulturalist. And doing that job, my needs were being unfulfilled at the specific work-ready station. Now, a family friend of mine is very familiar with Stacey Holland and the PYN brand, so he told me to go directly to the top. Not a bad idea. That's what I did. Went directly to the top, and I got to have an interview, not an interview per se, but a sit-down chat with Miss Holland. She saw potential in me, so she made me her intern for the summer. So I became the head intern to the CEO of the company. It's a good way to get your foot in the door.
Wow, that's huge. And how is this, like, does she usually offer internships to people?
Well, the way she did it for me, she doesn't, because we were sitting across the table and I was telling her my complaints. And then she asked me about how ambitious I was and what do I do and what am I involved in. And she told me she didn't hire me because I was at a loss at my job and I was being unfulfilled. But she hired me because she thought, as she mentioned earlier, before the current youth ambassadors, that I had more personality than a lot of other people that she had met in my same position.
Tyler tells how getting involved with the Philadelphia Youth Network allowed him to discover talents that he never knew existed and to develop as a leader.
Luckily for me, Miss Stacey picked me up when I was 16. I'm a younger breed. I'm 18 as a sophomore right now, so I should really be going to my freshman year. So Miss Stacy picked me up when I was about to be a senior in high school, and I was 16. And thank God for her, because she picked me up and she kind of changed where a lot of things, my attitude was going, where my personality was going, and she kind of molded me to be better than I thought that I could be myself.
Although it seems to be a lack of youth doing positive things, in actuality, that isn't the case. Rashawn Williams is another youth who strives to redefine the image of teens as he does work to improve his community.
So you do a lot in the city of Philadelphia, and to be so young, that's like a huge accomplishment. What would you say got you started into some of the things you're into today?
Spiritual solitude and getting myself together and where I wanted to be in life and where I wasn't in life. You got to get your morals in check, and you got to prioritize what's important to you. So, in essence, my passion began to develop for helping people. That passion began to develop when I began to learn about people's struggles.
What motivates you?
The understanding that people of the planet are facing a sense of depression, not financially, but spiritually and emotionally. They're facing a sense of depression and in a state of degradation that suppresses their true potential, and it takes them away from true brotherhood, true love, true peace, the true essence of like what life is about, the true happiness and bliss. So if you can play a part, if you can play your role into allowing people to obtain that the way that they should be, because they should be, then do so. So
why do you think that there's a lack of positive stories about teens in the news or the media, period?
That doesn't sell. I know this from talking to people who work in that industry and people who experience good news every day. Those types of things really don't sell. You need those ridiculous, unheard of, extraordinary stories of kids in suburban high schools doing something because a family member of theirs died, so they, you know, decided to do something extremely motivational. Or you need an extreme story. All stories need to be extreme. Stories just can't be normal in the news, which is really unfortunate, because it, and I'll say that it's 50% our media's fault, and it's 50% our citizens' fault, because we buy into drama. We buy into, I guess you could say, fabrications of reality that we build and gain excitement from. I think it's a 50-50 thing that's between media, that's split between media and citizens.
When asked to give his perspective on the problem plaguing many teens today, Rashawn has some interesting things to say.
What's happening to our children? It's like they're lost at homes, which is a whole history lesson that, you know, I don't necessarily have time to get into. But if they're lost at homes and they're lost at school, then where is their way? Do they make their own way? And who's creating their way? Who's helping them create that way? And if the individuals who are successful in their community are the individuals who are the reason why their communities are in poverty, then what is their model of success and what is their model for tomorrow? So I see a lot of potential, but I don't see any role models laying down the platform and the basis for positive development in young people in Philadelphia.
This concludes the end of our special, This Philadelphian Life. I hope you were entertained, educated, and maybe even inspired by the story shared. Ultimately, I hope you walk away with a different perspective on youth.